Myanmar cyclone deaths top 20,000. Evangelicals are cautious as Russia's president takes office, and a ministry uses biblical principles to counter the global food crisis. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Foreign aid is pouring into Myanmar after the country's deadliest storm on record. Days after the deluge, over 20,000 dead are being reported, with twice that many unaccounted for. AMG International's Roger Thomas says communication with the outlying partners is still down.
They had not yet heard from the rural areas where the Bible school is, where our children's centers are, and the disability center is, so we don't yet know about those.
With needs so dire, their team has already launched a response.
They have started relief work for the people in the city, and the most important things there were drinking water and rice for the people. The prices have gone up, particularly gasoline.
Thomas said their aid is part of long-term ministry vision.
This gives us an open door because the people know it's the love of Christ that constrains us to go help them. We're not after anything. We just simply want to show God's love to them and help them, and they respond. They want to know why. They want to know more about what makes us do that and the person that makes us do that.
Next, it's been 8 years since Russia has had a new president, but today Vladimir Putin's hand-picked successor, Dmitry Medvedev, takes over. Speaking from Moscow, Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarchuk isn't sure what will happen to religious freedom, but he says next-generation church leaders can help preserve the evangelical church.
Number one need is for dedicated, trained, influential people who would be willing to bring the gospel to their peers, to their societies, and who will be relevant.
Through their Schools Without Walls program, trained young people will impact church, business, and government with their influence. Seeing young people turn to Christ is key, which is why they place such emphasis on summer camps.
That is one of the most important and effective way to reach youth for Christ. I hope that we're going to have about 6,000 kids. I will pray that God would use young generation leaders that they would reach thousands of kids.
At $50 a child, your support is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global food prices are hitting ministries hard in many parts of the world. Though not a feeding program, we asked Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan how the crisis has affected their school in Promprom, Ghana.
We have had a few students who have actually dropped out of the school because of the higher prices for food and here gasoline. The higher the petrol prices go, it definitely affects everything.
The school hasn't felt the bite of the global food crisis as acutely as those in Asia have. However, in advanced preparation for when it does make itself felt, Brennan says they're teaching their students the principles of tithing and sacrificial giving.
This is our challenge to the students when they go back to their churches, to challenge the congregations. If we trust God, if we can just believe that His word is true and these principles of giving are true, then God will bless us even though it looks impossible in the natural.
Elsewhere, prisoners in harsh, overcrowded Nicaraguan prisons are now getting Bible training since Crossroad Bible Institute opened a distribution center in Nicaragua. 18 prisoners have already finished 50 Bible lessons that they're receiving from veteran missionaries Emerson and Martina Wilson. The Wilsons have also trained instructors to correct the Bible lessons and disciple these prisoners in a third world country still recovering from civil war and Marxist rule in the 1980s. And friendship evangelism is key to leading the Japanese to Christ. Many are concerned with reputation. Being different from the culture can prevent many from a relationship with Christ. Because of that, Southern Baptist International Mission Board workers witness and connect with people through relational evangelism, joining sports clubs and business groups. One woman came to Christ after attending a church with a friend she met through a fitness club. Pray many more would come to Christ through this kind of outreach. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real persecution around the world. Get the Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.